You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
It's 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. To London we go. Good morning to you, Adam. We started the show today with an audio clip from the granddaughter of Martin Luther King talking about this March for Our Lives and hundreds of thousands really protesting against America's gun laws.
Yes, morning, Bongani. There have been some extraordinary things, haven't there, in this? And the weekend saw some really big protests, and I guess the coming week as well. We're still in March, after all. The biggest protests, as you say, Washington, D.C., there were 200,000 people there, but most U.S. cities had some kind of presence. Also, around the world, it's rather extraordinary, actually, the rest of the world gets involved in this, because essentially this is American politics, it's American gun laws, but there were nonetheless marches in London, Paris, Berlin, Geneva, Stockholm, Tokyo, Sydney, and Mauritius. One of the most powerful moments, Emma Gonzalez, who was at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida where that shooting took place, and she took to the podium and she gave an impassioned speech, but she went silent at one stage and the crowd were kind of with her, and then they grew a little bit uneasy. What's going on? She remained silent, and then time was up. She spoke and said, "That's 6 minutes 20 seconds. That's how long it took for the gunman to kill the 17 people at my school." Yeah. It was a really powerful 6 minutes and 20 seconds, I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose that's the whole point, is to make people uncomfortable. Now, the plot thickens again over this Russian spy poisoning saga.
Yeah, we know that a friend of the Russian double agent, says Sergei Skripal, wrote to President Putin asking to be allowed to return home, that this had happened sometime in the last couple of years or so. Apparently, Sergei Skripal had wanted a full pardon from the Russian president, wanted to go back and see his family. He had told his friend that essentially his life as a double agent, remember he'd worked for MI6 and had been outed as working for MI6 and then was part of a spy swap, that had essentially messed up his life. And his childhood friend Vladimir Timoshkov says that his mate really wanted to wipe the slate clean. The Kremlin, by the way, has denied receiving any such letter, but there are denials all over the place. This could be a really interesting week, though, because a number of countries say they want to show solidarity with the British and indeed with the European Union response to this, and therefore will start kicking out Russian diplomats this week. I wonder how many will. I wonder how many will be shown the door. It could get a little explosive, shall we say. Well, explosive in a diplomatic kind of way.
Well, talking of explosive, tell me about the nutty rocket man.
Oh, bless him. Yes, known as Mad Mike Hughes. I think he calls himself Mad Mike Hughes. He's a limo driver in California, and he has built himself a rocket in his garage, as you do, and decided to blast himself up into, well, not if not quite space, into the air. He managed to get 600 meters up in this homemade rocket. As Mr. Hughes put it, this thing wants to kill you 10 different ways, at which point you kind of think, well, why are you doing it? Why are you on it? He strapped himself to this rocket, if you like, blasted off, got 600 meters up, and then the thing basically disintegrates and the parachutes open and he drifts back to Earth, except he came back rather hard and had to go to hospital with a bad back at one stage. But I love the reason he's doing it. I mean, bearing in mind the mad tag to this guy.
Yeah.
The reason that Mike Hughes is doing this is he wants to get high enough up in the air to prove his theory that the Earth is flat and not round.
Wow.
Good luck with that, mate.
I can tell you what, Adam, no one from my village would ever attempt anything so mad. Adam Gilchrist there on the line from London. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from Vincent Mahashula, who wanted to know who regulates rating agencies, hashtag Emirates Worldview. To get to the answer, we spoke to Kevin Lings, chief economist at Stanlib Asset Management.
The regulation of the credit rating agencies really depends on where the credit rating agency is registered. So most of the big rating agencies are either registered in the United States or in Europe. If they registered in the United States, then they governed effectively by what's called the Securities and Exchange Commission, or sometimes known as the SEC. If they operate within Europe, then they are regulated by the European Securities and Markets Authority, which is the same effective organization as the SEC in the United States, but it just operates in Europe. And therefore, again, they regulate all of the financial market activity within Europe.
Well, of course, this is all in the context of that downgrade by South Africa that we didn't get from Moody's last week. So congratulations to Vincent Mahashula for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 Rand courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates, hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
So, what's it like travelling with him?
Sue, he is such a drama queen. First the hotel wasn't to his liking, then the opera seats were too far back. But he's very sweet. Oh, and he treats me like a princess.
Wait, can't he hear you?
Oh, darling, I'm calling from my private suite. He can't hear a thing.
Experience ultimate privacy in your private suite when you fly Emirates First Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.